sentence pronounced against the rebels. In the presence of the assembled inhabitants of earth and heaven, the coronation of the Son of God takes place. And now, invested with supreme majesty and power, the King of Kings pronounces sentence on the rebels who have transgressed his law and oppressed his people. I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. As the eye of Jesus looks upon the wicked, they are conscious of every sin they have ever committed. They see where their feet diverged from the path of holiness. The seductive temptations which they encourage by indulgence in sin, the messengers of God despised, the warnings rejected, the waves of mercy beaten back by the stubborn, unrepentant heart, all appear as if written in letters of fire. Above the throne is revealed the cross. Like a panoramic view appear the scenes of Adam's fall and the successive steps in the plan of redemption. The Savior's lowly birth, his life of simplicity, his baptism in Jordan, the fast and temptation in the wilderness, his ministry unfolding to men heaven's blessings, the days crowded with deeds of mercy, the nights of prayer in the mountains, the plottings of envy and malice which repaid his benefits, the mysterious agony in Gethsemane beneath the weight of the sins of the world, his betrayal to the murderous mob, the events of that night of horror, the unresisting prisoner forsaken by his disciples, arraigned in the high priest's palace, in the judgment hall of Pilate, before the cowardly Herod, mocked, insulted, tortured, and condemned to die, all are vividly portrayed. And now before the swaying multitude are revealed the final scenes, the patient sufferer treading the path to Calvary, the Prince of Heaven hanging on the cross, the priests and rabbis deriding his expiring agony, the supernatural darkness marking the moment when the world's Redeemer yielded up his life. The awful spectacle appears just as it was. Satan and his subjects have no power to turn from the picture. Each actor recalls the part he performed. Herod, who slew the innocent children of Bethlehem, the base Herodias, upon whose soul rests the blood of John the Baptist, the weak, time-serving Pilate, the mocking soldiers, the maddened throng who cried, "His blood be on us, and on our children." All vainly seek to hide from the divine majesty of his countenance, while the redeemed cast their crowns at the Savior's feet, exclaiming, "He died for me." There is Nero, monster of cruelty and vice, beholding the exaltation of those in whose anguish he found satanic delight. His mother witnesses her own work, how the passions encouraged by her influence and example have borne fruit in crimes that caused the world to shudder. There are papist priests and prelates who claim to be Christ's ambassadors, yet employed the rack, the dungeon, and the stake to control his people. There are the proud pontiffs who exalted themselves above God and presumed to change the law of the Most High. Those pretended fathers have an account to render to God. Too late they are made to see that the Omniscient One is jealous of his law. They learn now that Christ identifies his interests with his suffering people. The whole wicked world stand arraigned on the charge of high treason against the government of heaven. They have none to plead their cause, they are without excuse, and the sentence of eternal death is pronounced against them. The wicked see what they have forfeited by their rebellion. All this, cries the lost soul, I might have had. Oh, strange infatuation! I have exchanged peace, happiness, and honor for wretchedness, infamy, and despair. All see that their exclusion from heaven is just. By their lives they have declared, we will not have this man, Jesus, to reign over us.